one of the most consistent soul albums around at the moment. The album entitled Finesse, Glenn Jones, and that's the track entitled Show Me. Check this, gang. Soul on your radio for a Sunday night. Tell you something, it's got to be worth it. Tracks like that, just so good. Major Harris, and in fact the title track of his brand new album. That's the one entitled I Believe in Love. Right, I must say hi to Pez, who I was with on Thursday night. In fact, Pez was working in Quinn's on Thursday, and I went over there to see him, and in fact, he played a good set. And not one electro-funk record, that can't be right, eh? Hello to you, sir. This one for you.
Oh, baby, will you be mine? Be mine, be mine. You're right on time.
Baby.
That's recent American dance music from the band GQ. And that's the single entitled You Are The One For Me. That one's especially going out to Pez, like I said. And after we left Quinn's, we went over to see the man Cole, Dave Cole, who at the moment is working over in Rockford in Liverpool. And I must say hi to Dave. And anybody who's going out for a Christmas party and you want to be partied, do go and see that man. He done an excellent show as well. And for a Thursday evening, the place was chock-a-block. He's doing some great stuff and he'll be there all over Christmas, the man Cole. So if you're over in Liverpool, do try and check him out. He'll party you.
I was sitting on the docks one day, watching the waters knock against the rocks, till I heard a voice in the background say,
I'm here to spread love all over the world. Right here, right now. I'm here to spread love all over the world. Right here, right now. I'm here to spread love all over the world. Right here, right now. I'm here to spread love all over the world. Right here, right now.
Oh, tree by the fruit that it bears.
That's Evelyn High Energy Thomas, also with the Fat Back Bang together, spreading love all over the world. Right, must say hi to a lady by the name of Pam and also her husband Barry. How are you doing? Met Pam last Tuesday and she asked me to give her a mention on the radio, so the next record's especially going out to you, Pam. And I'd also like to say as well, I'll be dropping the tape off very, very soon, okay? So you have to bear with me on that. I know it's already been about 9 months. Right, I'd like to mention Karen and Jill as well. And also Mr. Dave Turner, David Turner, because he said he likes this record a lot. In fact, he likes it so much that he's decided to miss Child's Play for it. Check the story.
She was the kind of woman that would trim your toenails at 5 o'clock in the morning. She was honest, loyal, sincere, dedicated, understanding. She was everything a man could ever want a woman to be. She was everything to me, and she was my woman. I can remember the first time we met in New York City, Central Park. I was wearing a pair of white sneakers and a pair of white shorts, and I had a white t-shirt on with the inscription that read in the front of it, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Could not tell me that I was not good to go. Oh, we got married. Well, 2 days later, we got married and everything was cool for about 4 years. And that's when the other voices came into the picture. You know what I'm talking about when I say the other voices? You know, Mary said that Roy was running around with Harry carefully and got back to the home front. And me and my old lady started going through a repetitious cycle of splitting up and coming back together and splitting up and coming back together until it just got ridiculous. You know what she said? She said, Roy, I said, yo. She said, Roy, if you don't stop playing that music, running all over the country like you're crazy or something, I'm gonna leave you. I could not believe my ears, so I went outside and took a walk around the block. I came back in the house, and I walked up to her, I said, come again. She said, if you don't stop playing that music, running all over the country like you're crazy or something, I'm gonna leave you. You know what I told her? Bye. Now, I don't wanna sound cold, I don't wanna sound hard, but you know, a man can only take so much. And that was too much for me. Let me go back. Let me just forget about that negative thing. Let's go back to the positive. Remember when we were in the park? We had a blanket. We were laying there in the park. I'm going to tell you the first words I whispered in the ear. I pulled her close to me and I said these words to her. Check this out.
Let me kiss you on your poo, poo, la, la. Ooh, baby. You've got to let me. Let me squeeze you on your deal, da da. Ooh, baby. You've got to let me kiss you, kiss you.
And I squeezed you real tight, I said.
Jack and Jill, head up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down.
took his crown. Jill said, just don't break your poo-poo, la-la. Oh, yeah. Anyway, 4 years passed, and there I am sitting in my R-A-N-Y-C-B-A-P-T, Roy Ayers, New York City, bachelor apartment, doing my thing, minding my own business. As a matter of fact, I was looking at the television, and the telephone rang. At that time, I had incorporated into my voice pattern what I call my Barry White approach. And I picked up the phone and I said, hello. There was no answer. I said it once again, hello. And this voice came on the phone. It sounded just like this.
Time went by and we both learned. Ooh, lonely nights increase our pain. Don't you think we should grow up? Let's build a family tree.
That's the gentleman Roy Ayers, already about on a 12-inch in Britain, and with the single In the Dark, which is the title track of the album. That's the one from the album. And that's the track entitled Poo Poo La La Means I Love You. Do you think that's going to make a future single for that gentleman Roy Ayers? Played this track for you last week. It's from Thomas McCleary, 1/6 of the Commodores. Following Lionel Richie for Motown Records, he is gonna get you back.
Thank you.
That's a track taken from Thomas McCleary's album, and that's the one entitled Gonna Get You Back. I've got to do a few mentions for you anyway. First of all, say hi to Gary and Alan and everyone connected with the Scooby-Doo's Burger Bar down in Birkenhead. And I'll put this record on specially for them. I'd also like to put this one on for two ladies who are met in Rupert's on Friday evening. Say hi to Julie, and also say hello to Jeanette. And also a lady who I met last evening, her name was Janet. This one's specially going out to you, Jan. Track taken from the Penny Ford album. Believe me, this song is dangerous. That's a track from the brand new American album from Penny Ford, and the one entitled Dangerous, especially going out to the three J's, Julie, Jeanette, and also Janet, and everybody connected with the Scooby-Doo's Burger Bar in Birkenhead. Tell you something, 1 hour is not enough to get through the music. In front of me, I've got the new album from the Gap Band, and it's called the Gap Band 6, and I've played it several times. But there's nothing on it really outstanding, but there's something on it that comes very, very close. I mean, too close for comfort. Just check this. If you remember the classic Outstanding, very, very close to it. That's the Gap Band and the one entitled I Found My Baby. Right, I'm running out of time, so just got a few mentions to do. First of all, I'd like to say hi to Steve and Nikki, who are getting engaged in the new year, so congratulations to them. Speaking to them in Promises on Monday. And also talking about Promises, Mr. Caccini, I'd like to say hi to him. I'd like to. Honest, I'd like to. Thanks for the sort out on Friday evening, John. No animosity on my behalf, anyway. Also like to mention Carl and also Robbie and Carol. And Mr. Billy Featherstone, who I believe is my oldest listener. I'm not going to tell you how old he is, but he's well over 50. And I'd like to say hi to you, Bill. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying the soulful sounds for a Sunday. I've got one more record to play before I say goodbye, and this one's especially going out to John and also Terry. I was looking forward to having breakfast with you, but circumstances wouldn't allow it. Right, I'll be working in Sir James for the Carla Park Christmas do on Wednesday. If you'd like to come down and see me, I'd like to see you. Come up and say hi. Listen, I've got to go now, everybody. Leave you with Direct Drive. Let's be careful out there. And remember, there's a message in the music.
I wish to express my gratitude for your love and devotion over the past several years. Thank you for believing in me and recognizing my determination that nothing would hold me back. I will always be here for you, my family. God bless all of you. I love you.
Thank you. Hey, Theodore. Like, what are we gonna do tonight, man?
Theodore? You ain't hanging out with me, calling me no Theodore.
Well, then, Slick, I said, what are we gonna do tonight, man?
I'm gonna get mugged out.
Oh, yeah, and do what?
Hang out?
Yeah.
Hang out.
Well, hey, Slack. What's going down tonight then, baby?
Yeah? What, again?
All right, I'll start then. Broadcasting across the Wirral on 90.3 megahertz VHF FM in stereo. This is your localist radio station. This is Wirral FM. This is WFM. They are chic, and I'm Little Kevin Palmer.
Program in the world.
And thank you, Deza. Nice to see somebody else putting that little transmitter through its paces for a change. Hopefully the box of tricks is well warmed up by now. And we are cooking, mama. Really? Through until 2 tomorrow morning and an hour of Little Kevin Palmer. Second up tonight. You don't know what this means to me. Honest. All the music and lots of music. Secondly, we have Al Jarreau.
You got yourself into such a mess that you can't get out of. You made your own bet. What the heck are you complaining about? You're 17, but you talk and you wiggle and walk like you're playing the poker. Groaning and weeping, a 10-point temperature rise everywhere you go.